Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today, because I'm looking to lose some weight, because we're all sitting home here with the coronavirus and we're all eating pastries and everything like that, I said, hey, let's go find a new weight loss show. And so I typed in weight loss. I found out the show is Weight Down, Life Up. This podcast documents Tulio's journey of losing a significant amount of weight and picking his life back up along the way. We'll be talking to your average Joes who are on the same journey, along with experts in significant weight loss and a healthy lifestyle. Tulio will also be sharing his ups and downs with this journey and the toll it takes on your mental health as well as your physical health. So far, so good, except the weight website is again like weight-down-life-up.simplecast. And is it just me? Or when I see that, I go, really? You couldn't put out 10 bucks a year? We're talking less than a dollar a month to get a website. Can you see? Oh, what's the website? Oh, just because if you Google weight down life up, it didn't come up. I only found this in Simplecast, and then finding the actual website was not easy. Not that a domain would make it easy to be found, but at least somebody could tell you. And remember that 70% of all podcast growth is word of mouth. And if the word of mouth is, yeah, /, that's not going to work. I'm just saying it's not going to work, and we're looking at like $12 a year. Come on, a year. So we're going to listen to episode 4. It's a new podcast right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And we got to remember, this is only episode 4.
Hello, everybody. This is Tulio, and this is the Weight Down Life Up podcast. Podcast that follows me along on my journey losing weight, a significant amount of weight. We're going to be talking to doctors, nutritionists, and a bunch of just, you know, regular Joes that are either on the journey right now, starting their journey, or have completed the journey, and they are trying to just inspire others as I am today.
Wow.
But this week, episode number 3, we are talking to John Stonecipher, the Stonecipher Fitness in Canton. He was my first trainer, actually, and he got me started on this whole journey. Now, when I left here, I kind of fell back down in a little bit of a hole, but then, you know, when I hit rock bottom, I was, which we've talked about in previous episodes, I got encouraged to get back into it because I remember how good I felt when I was with John, when he was showing me everything and teaching me all this stuff. And I've taken the lessons from him and brought it into my gym routine now. And I'm so glad to have him on. Okay. Because he is the one, he's so knowledgeable, and in just everything about him, just him and his lovely girlfriend, Adrian, who was originally my friend at first, because that's how I met you. And, you know, that's how we all got together. And, you know, they just so supportive. And even after I left, they just, anything I needed, anything I wanted, it's just like
lots of tangents.
Reach out. So without further ado, I will introduce you to John Stonecipher, Stonecipher Fitness. What's going on, John?
Oh, thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate that. I actually didn't know I was your first trainer. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you were my first trainer. Yeah, I never had a trainer before you. I always kind of just, you know, used the ones, the free ones that were available here and there, but they weren't trainers. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a health coach. So overall, like, I do strength training primarily is one of my passions, nutrition. We do things like massage as well. We try to be the whole picture and package when it comes to health and fitness. So not just coming in and making you do workouts, or not just coming in and telling you what exact diet you should be following, but kind of nurturing the whole process and making you feel much more comfortable within your own lifestyle, and not just tailoring to a cookie cutter format that may work for one person or it might not work for you, but really tailoring everything on a personal scale.
You know, that's how we got started, because I was in this weight loss program that you had for people that were significantly overweight, you know, people that were 50 pounds or more overweight. And, you know, you're right. It wasn't tailored. It is tailored. It wasn't cookie cutter. Mm-hmm.
Like all these other, for the record, you know, like,
the key.
This dude talks really fast.
Oh, you'll do eat all the meat you want, you'll lose weight, and or just you know just do cardio, you'll lose weight. That's not true. And as a matter of fact, I don't think we never did any cardio in here. As far as like treadmill or anything like that, it was all TRX. It was all using your own body. It was like basically just what was it, core. What would you call it? Core.
Well, you think of it as like calisthenics, as a lot of people do. Like you do your body weight training, but we use your body as its own tool. Like getting on the repeatedly jamming the joint is not necessarily something we wanted to do. Plus, your weight loss is going to come from a lot of your nutrition as well. So I would rather strengthen the joint than just beat it down and work through your heart. So, and again, that can teach you things about your own body. Like if you can't move through a range of motion.
Okay, we're coming up on the first real question.
Which was perfect for me because I had my back injury when I was here. And, you know, I still to this day, I have a little bit of a back, you know, back problems, but I noticed that when, you know, you, I mean, you were so encouraging. You were just like, and that was the nice thing about it is being here in Snow Cypher Fitness. It was, you know, if you couldn't do something, they found another way to do it. You know, if I couldn't,
you kind of have the curse of knowledge here because you know each other and you keep saying things like when I was here, like I'm supposed to know what that means. And it's interesting. And,
you know, that's what was nice about it. That's why I kept coming back because it was just, it wasn't like, you know, oh, you know, it, like you said, these cookie cutter trainers and cookie cutter programs that are just, oh, this, and this. No,
so
it's not the same for
give me people. Something you know, that applies to me.
People, they're going to have back problems. You cater to each individual, which is what I like, even in a group setting, because we had other people in this group that had, you know, that were heavier than me or lighter than me, but they didn't have back problems. So it was like you cater to their, but they had elbow problems or knee problems, whatever. Yeah. And you cater to each of those programs, which I love. This is what I loved about this place. And I encourage anybody out there that's listening.
All right. Next question.
Especially if you're in the Canton or Metro Detroit area, definitely hit up John. You know, they'll cater a program to you. And it's just really.
Okay.
I mean,
commercial's over.
So, like, are you still offering the group training now?
Yeah. We always offer the group training for that to tailor to each person. Like, it doesn't matter if you come into the class and you have a bunch of weight to lose or you're just coming in to build muscle or whatever it is. We tailor it.
I'm in Akron, Ohio. I'm not driving to Detroit.
And that's what to us makes
it. So now I need a question that.
Tell you to do push ups.
Gives me something.
Tell you to do a squat, but not everybody can tailor everything to you. Regress, progress, reach into that. If it's a day that you've had a rough day at work, then we regress a little bit. You've already had a lot of stress, so putting much more stress on you may not fix that, may not help that. It's really about the individual aspect of it. Like we have a quote on the door that says, it's not just training, we make it personal. And we focus on the personal side of the personal training, much less than
this is feeling a lot like a commercial for this guy.
The personal element is what's going to keep you going. Like just telling you how to do a program doesn't motivate you, but helping and encouraging and supporting you through your downs, through your ups, that's what gets you to your goal. That's what gets you to your end result and keeps you motivated through the process.
You know, and it's so true because and we constantly look for that motivation. We're always looking for that spark. And, you know, it really you know, like I said, you know, we're not trying to just pump your business up. We're talking.
Sure sounds that way.
An individual trainer who really knows what the hell they're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And well, then tap, you know, into that info.
Motivation. It really helps because, you know, when you're doing it on your own, especially like I am now, but I have the training of you. I've had that. You're still that voice in my head, like get your ass up. You know, just because you can't do it here doesn't mean you can't do it sitting down, or just because it hurts a little bit doesn't mean it's not going to work. You know what I mean? So that constant motivation, that constant
where's the question
consistency of doing it, it really helps and really helps motivate you. So let's talk about the training overall. And you know, a lot of these trainers you see out there now, and you know these private gyms or gyms, they just
okay, for four episodes this is not bad, but there's definitely some room for improvement. Number one, get a website, get a domain name. Number two, really like the energy, man. You came out of the gate, hey, welcome to such and such, and it sounds good. You're using some decent equipment, and then you seem to go on tangents a lot, and this is what I call the curse of knowledge. And so first of all, like, you started talking about this guy and why you were so happy that he was here. I was glad to hear that. You do a great job of talking to one person. And then you're like, blah, blah, blah. And I met him and he was here. And then you went into, like, his girlfriend. And I'm like, what does his girlfriend have to do with anything? And then you did this and that. And then you started talking. And you said this a lot, when I was here. Well, I wasn't there when you were there. And most of the stuff you talked about wasn't super inside baseball, but like you were talking there about motivation. Think about your audience and ask, how do you stay motivated when, you know, it's not easy to stay motivated. What do you tell people to stay motivated? And if this guy is such a great trainer, this is one of my new favorite things to do. Look at this person and ask yourself, what is the one question that only that person can answer? And start there. The other thing you do, and I'm guilty of this, I just edit mine out, is you are asking questions before your brain has figured out what you're going to ask. And so you'd be like, well, there was a time when you were thinking about the thing, and what do you think about so-and-so? I go out and I cut out all the, what did you think about so-and-so? And I just leave in, what did you think about so-and-so? Or a lot of times I will set up a story and I'd be like, well, you know, some people do this and they do that and they do this and that's why they do this. And now they're doing this. It's amazing. So what do you think about what? I will cut out all that pre-story because my audience kind of knows that. I was just setting it up to let the guest know why I was asking the question. And again, to help guide the answer. So for 4 episodes, I love the energy. You've got a great story. Just keep in mind that I don't know your story, and saying when I was here, I don't know what that means. So, and also when you said Canton, I thought he was in Ohio. So realize this is a global thing. And when you said Detroit, I'm like, oh, is there a Canton, Michigan? Because I was like, I'm going to look this guy up because there's definitely a Canton, Ohio. I'm in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. So you've got a little bit to do there, but I really like the energy. I like the passion that you obviously have for the topic. And I would just get a website. And I would also, here's how, and not that you have to do everything like I do. I start off with 5 or 6 questions that I want to ask the person with that. Oh, that's the other thing. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Worst question ever. Because if somebody asked me that, I could say, well, I was born in Akron, Ohio. I was a paper boy when I was 14. Got fired from my first job at 16. My dad's name is John. What do you want to know? But if you had said, when did you know you wanted to make fitness your job? Now we're right into fitness. Now we understand why he's a trainer, things like that. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Sounds like you didn't do any homework. And it does, which is exactly what he did, a long rambling answer. So by having that really good first question, you get them right to the meat and potatoes because that's what people came for. And then what I do is I have a few other questions, but really what I'm doing is I'm listening. I'm listening for a follow-up question. Do I need to ask a follow-up question, or did they give me a new question? And if so, I will write that down. I'm holding a pen that doesn't click and a piece of paper because all of those are silent. And if there is no follow-up question, I go back to my original list of questions and I ask one of those. And that's the kind of stuff I teach at the School of Podcasting. If you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/start, you can use the coupon code LISTENER, that's LISTENER, and save on either a monthly or yearly subscription. If you want a full review, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with Eric K. Johnson, who's got 30 years in radio. And if you want your show right here on the Podcast Review Show, it's only $5. There is no upsell. Well, there is an upsell, but you don't have to take it. If you go to podcastreviewshow.com and click on the banner at the top. Thanks so much for listening. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to always enjoy your ride.